Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The members of the City of Eureka's Oversight Board, formed to deal with the closing of the city's redevelopment agency, meet tonight in council chambers at 5:30. As the successor agency for redevelopment, the Oversight Board will consider approving recognized obligation payment schedules and reauthorizing construction agreements for public improvement projects. On Saturday night, a 47-year-old Redway resident was driving his motorcycle at a high rate of speed while approaching Redway Drive, and he lost control and collided with the front of a residence. The driver, identified as James Donald Fish, sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. Impairment is suspected of having played a role in the collision, and the CHP is investigating the cause. Eureka police are searching for the suspect who robbed the NNS liquor store on 5th Street on Sunday night. The clerk reported the suspect entered the store, pointed a firearm at him, and demanded money. The clerk complied, and the suspect fled the scene. The suspect is described as an Hispanic male in his 20s, about 5'8", with a thin build, who was wearing a bright blue hoodie, long gray shorts, white tennis shoes, and had a blue bandana covering his face. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. Investigators from the Sheriff's Office are searching for a suspect who held up the Palco Pharmacy in Scotia on Friday. The suspect, a white male adult in his 20s, about 5'7", 150 pounds, pointed a shotgun at the clerk and demanded oxycodone. He then fled, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. The Lower Trinity Ranger District wants to remind residents near Hawkins Bar that prescribed burning on Six Rivers National Forest land will take place this week. Residents near Salyer and Hawkins Bar and motorists driving on Highway 299 or 96 may see smoke from the prescribed burns, so don't be alarmed. Caltrans announced that while work on the Mad River Bridge continues, work crews are making headway, and the entire project is scheduled to be completed by the end of the year. As for now, bicyclists crossing the new bridge span heading southbound have two new bike lanes to use, and the detour that was in place has been removed. Work on the northbound bridge is continuing, and the bike detour for the northbound lanes remains in effect. The County Department of Public Works will have to replace a traffic signal at Central Avenue and Railroad Avenue in McKinleyville after it was damaged in a suspected hit-and-run. As of now, the signal will be a flashing red light, which means you should treat it like a stop sign. Public Works doesn't expect to get the full traffic signal back up and in place until the 22nd. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The ongoing protests in front of the county courthouse in Eureka have led to the enactment of an emergency ordinance, arrests, and a lawsuit. Janelle Egger, who was arrested protesting the implementation of the emergency ordinance, has filed a lawsuit in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, claiming the ordinance violates the Constitution. Sheriff Mike Downey, along with other county and city Eureka officials, continue to deal with conflicting issues and the ongoing protest.
There's some misunderstanding, I think, in the general public. And the misunderstanding is around the actions being taken by the county. In defense of the county, they did enact an emergency ordinance, and it was based upon the issues that had arisen from the Occupy group. And that ordinance only covers the grounds of the courthouse.
Questions of responsibility and jurisdiction for various agencies still remains, as does the question of the First Amendment and the right of citizens to gather in protest of government action.
There's also a prosecution component to all this, too. We can arrest all day long, but there's a prosecution component. That's some of what has come out of this is we have county government that is stretched to the limits financially based upon what's happening at the state level. We have a district attorney's office that's stretched just like every other office. So there's a prioritization that goes along with prosecution.
The Board of Supervisors enacted the emergency ordinance in March, and it was immediately challenged by protesters who continue their vigil in front of the courthouse. And that's the North Coast News on this Monday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.